I've cleared one hurdle on sharing the video. I'm trying to clear another hurdle.
That run it by HR?
I just want to run it by someone else before I go sharing and my... I don't want to end up in a meeting, is all. Okay?
Are any of these people Shedeur Sanders?
No. Just want to make sure of it.
Or his buddies.
The video, he's working on the video, guys. I should clarify, if you just joined us, there's not like it's...
Oh, you don't have another bomb show?
This isn't like the Adam Schefter, Des Bryant video out there. Like, this is him working out, getting his work in. Okay? So make sure of it, because little birdie's telling.
Can you tell where he's at?
It's good. It's pure. I think you could, but no big deal. It's pure. It's pure football, the way it's meant to be. Good on Shedeur Sanders. Before we get going with the home run derby stuff, is Kyle Raleigh a star?
So, I gotta be honest, I didn't think so, basically because I really didn't hear much about him until a couple weeks ago. Then you start to look at his stats. I started reading up about him, and then last night, obviously, was a great advertisement for him and his family.
Yeah.
And it's the type of groundswell that can actually start the proceedings, can initiate the process of becoming a star. I don't think he's a star right now, but I do think there's potential there.
Well, I thought he was a star. Because I said it and somebody said, whoa, not so fast. He said 90% of our audience doesn't know who Cal Raleigh is.
I agree with that, mainly because I didn't really know his name until last week when Anthony was asking us 2 second trivia questions in preparation. And he goes, who has the most home runs right now? Right. And everybody assumes it's Judge or Shohei. And then he told us Cal Raleigh. I'm like, okay, I think that's the catcher from the Mariners, but I don't know exactly for sure. Right. He reminds me of, use your brains here and remember back in time, 2019, we hosted the All-Star game. There was a guy named Pete Alonso who won the home run derby.
Yes.
And I didn't really know him beforehand. He had a cousin who lived locally that threw his pitches for him.
That's
we actually
right.
had him on the show at the very end of that show the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me a lot of Pete Alonso, who I had no clue about, and now is one of the most talked about. And part of that's because he plays for the Mets, right?
Yeah.
He's in the spot, you know, the one of the two cities that you need to be in baseball and be a name, be talked about, but...
Well, nothing will, if I compare it to when we were kids, nothing will compare to when we were kids. It's almost a fair comparison, unfair comparison.
Well, the baseball players with the biggest stars are right up there with the biggest stars.
I mean, that group and whatever you want to say about Cream and Clear and Balco and all that other crap, I don't care. That group was as popular as you're going to find baseball in almost any generation. Those guys stood out above everything. And they were great. There were about 4 or 5 just great summers of those guys stepping on where they were the biggest stars in professional sports. Now, I mean, that star has fallen because it's hard for me. Maybe I should curb it a little bit. I think in the parlance of baseball, he is a big star there. But if he's just a big star in baseball, how much of a star is he overall? Like Aaron Judge, he doesn't touch Aaron Judge. He doesn't touch Shohei Ohtani.
No.
He doesn't approach Pete Alonso just yet, as what Owen just said. There's a couple other guys who you might consider stars in baseball that you would put certainly above Kyle Raleigh. But I think it's a good story. But he might not be to that level yet because, again, I think it's a little lower. I still think it's above 50. I think the people listening to us probably have found out who he is over the last couple of weeks. I mean, that nickname alone, and usually a nickname like that doesn't hold up and it's just whatever and you move on with your life. He's been a scintillating player for Seattle so far this year. But I bet, as the person who texted us all said, that they probably don't know who he is and they probably don't know until last night who he played for.
Now, I should ask, because I was saying not a star. Can you use all-star votes in these arguments, because he had a healthy vote total, more than Francisco Lindor at one point. I mean, Francisco's playing for the Mets and is a house.
Will people
he's a pretty big name.
We host Seattle later this year. Will people go to the ballpark just to see Kyle Raleigh?
Ooh. Maybe
will
now.
Will they go to the ball? Will you go?
Maybe
will you buy
now?
A ticket to go see Kyle Raleigh at the ballpark, or will you use your monthly pass to go see him at the ballpark in that series? They have a 3-game series against Seattle, and I think it's at home.
I will
I'm pretty
say
positive.
My gauge for this is my 11-year-old that's in love with baseball right now and absolutely goes and tells me when I say, hey, Blue Jays are coming to town, he goes, Vladimir Guerrero's going to be here? Or I say, you know, Dodgers are coming to town, and he names 5 players or whatever, you know? And when I tell him we're going to watch the Mariners, he will say because of what happened last night, because he was locked in. If he wouldn't have been locked into it, then maybe not. But because he was locked into it, he will say Cal Raleigh's coming.
Well, it all has to start somewhere.
Weekend series, 29th through the 31st of August. Go ahead.
Yeah, it didn't, my frame of reference is always going to be NBA players. But, you know, Steph Curry was obviously a huge deal in college, but he had to do some stuff in the NBA. It wasn't day one. It wasn't day one that everybody had Steph Curry jerseys. But his rise was pretty quick. You know, can Cal Raleigh now, he had a nice home run total last year. He's exploded this year. He had 27, 30, 34, 38. So, I mean, he's on pace to do some insane things. If he can stockpile this and stay healthy, he's got a chance.
If you look at what their schedule is, their home games they have coming up, who are the stars that you're going to see on other baseball teams? They got Minnesota coming to town later on. I mean, I'm just going past the A's in Baltimore coming up at the end of this week.
Minnesota, Buxton, maybe.
Oh, he's not a star.
I mean, he was in the Derby last night, too.
Atlanta, Tampa Bay, Seattle. I mean, he is the last star, unless you're, well, by the time Detroit comes in, maybe you're fighting for the playoffs, so that becomes more of a thing.
Yeah.
But I think that Kyle Raleigh is like the star that you would go see in a series like against Seattle. You would go, okay, we're going to go that weekend to go see him. He won the home run derby. They call him Big Dumper for crying out loud. I mean, he's a big name that people, he's a burgeoning name that people want to go ahead and see.
Atlanta has, you know, they have Acuna.
Yeah, is it getting people to the ball? He's a great player.
See him.
He's
pretty dynamic.
The same thing with when the Reds were here, Elly De La Cruz was a huge deal.
You're right about that. You were right about that.
And I put them kind of in the same
spot. All right, okay. Acuna's right. Put him in there, and then you also have Kyle Raleigh, and then that's basically it. You're definitely right about Elly De La Cruz. So you got two guys there for the second half of the season. If we're doing stars, like there's a lot of people who go to every ballpark to see Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Or but see Giancarlo Stanton or something like that.
At the same time, I will gauge that against my wife, who goes to just as many games as we do. She does not know who any of these people are.
And well, it's just
I would
so
say
much
if
tougher.
It was the same thing and my mom in the 90s, my mom would have known who those guys were.
Baseball is at a huge disadvantage now that it's hard for me to comprehend how it was different, but it was so much different when we were younger, where these guys were the biggest out there. And, you know, that's dating all the way back to, for us, Canseco and McGuire. That whole team, Ricky Henderson was a star. He was a star. He could go on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, Ricky Henderson. I mean, what baseball players today could, not that it's the same, but if they were going on, what, Pat McAfee or any of the Barstool Sports are really, sticking out. You know, when you go to a baseball game, you just get to see these guys at the plate five times. That's it. It's just not the same as when I go to an NBA game, I get to see a guy handle the ball and on the floor the entirety of the time that you're there for 2 hours. It's football. The quarterbacks
when
are
I first
just
started,
so much more significant.
When I first started going to Browns games in earnest, like back at the old station and stuff like that, your eyes start to just gravitate towards like the quarterback. Because when you're up in the press box or even if you're up in the stands, you just go and see what they're like during defense and what they're doing when they're on defense. And your eyes just gravitate towards what do they do. Like the sickest I ever felt was how just a day at the office it felt like for Ben Roethlisberger playing us. And how far away we were from the Pittsburgh Steelers at that time. And then like Matt Stafford, when he was with Detroit, leading Detroit and trying to get everybody, like he knew he had a team that, you have one guy there that you can throw to in Megatron, but he knew he had a team that I think he felt like he had to drag along. And so you see that. I think you're right. I like to, but if you go to a ball game, if you go to a ball game and you see some of these guys, like there are certain guys in certain lineups that I think you show up, you're there to see the Guardians, and then you're like, oh yeah, this guy's in their lineup. For a guy my age, Acuna is one of those guys in that situation. Oh yeah, yeah, you're right about that. Kyle Raleigh, like, I would go to the ballpark to see him play. Not just to see the Guardians, but it's like, I want to see what this guy does.
Would you have said that yesterday morning?
Probably not. I probably wouldn't have thought about it yesterday morning.
But you can have an inflection point.
MLB only has so many opportunities now to change a guy like Cal Raleigh's, you know, existence throughout the league.
Well, yeah.
They have so few compared to when Ricky Henderson went out there and talked in third person about Ricky being Ricky and Ricky's the fastest guy
on
the field.
And then Ricky also backed it up being the stolen base champion and one of the best players to ever do it.
Would lift the base up.
And I think going off what you said, you're right about this. Going off what Owen just said, like Kyle Raleigh, he could have went out there and had a Jazz Chisholm performance and hit three home runs. And everybody's like, oh, great, big dumper. Doing, well, I can't say the rest of that on the radio. But like he went out there and he won the home run derby. Like you said it, there's an inflection point there where overnight, baseball is a league that I think is growing with their stars.
Yeah.
I do think because of the game and the way that things are changing, I agree with what Rob Manfred said and said that it's on too many things. Like people have to go searching on too many platforms for it. I think they would like to be bringing that down a little bit so that it's easier to find their games instead of Tubi and Roku and God knows what over the weekends. But I think that, in a sport that is, I think, starting to grow again, seeing a guy like Kyle Raleigh, there's plenty of guys that, like Aaron Judge is 6'8". You can't compete with 6'8". And so many times, you can't compete with what Kyle Raleigh does either. But it feels like he can. Like, people saw, people saw Jim Thome, and there was always a big kid on a team, and it felt like you had some connection with a guy who you have really no connection with. He's just that gifted at baseball. But at least it lets you kind of think you do. I think Kyle Raleigh's that type of guy.
Kyle Raleigh's 15-year-old brother caught for him last night, and he's 8 inches taller than Kyle Raleigh.
Yes.
Be a big boy.
But you know still, so much already just because of last night, you know so much more.
Yes.
About everything with him, and now you want to know more. That's why you're like, more articles, more. And so this is the proving ground. This is how it begins.
Like, he may not be the biggest star, but I think that this is his push into stardom. Like, I don't think he'll be Judge or Ohtani. I don't know who can touch that when it comes to stardom in baseball, but I think that he can be in that conversation of that 1% of guys in baseball that are looked at as home run hitters, as guys you want to go see to the ballpark, not just to root for your favorite team to hopefully beat that team, but also you secretly kind of want to see them do well so you can tell a story later on. As much as I hated the Red Sox, it was pretty cool to watch David Ortiz hit a home run live. It's pretty awesome. 216-474-0092. Speaking of it, I can't talk about baseball dying, or I can't complain about baseball and some of the things going on without trying to make an effort to cultivate the game. And I like that Owen did have a home run derby party yesterday.
I did not host.
Well, you didn't host it. You participated in it. I did like that 11-year-olds had a home run derby party because it reminded me when I was a kid that we had to hurry home from practice one day to go see the home run derby on a Monday to make sure we got it in so we could see all the different stars there. Mo Vaughn, Greg Vaughn, Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, Albert Bell, et cetera, Ken Griffey Jr., Sammy Sosa, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When you told me that story, I didn't realize that it kind of reminded me of that. Leaving the place to go home at 11 o'clock, that might suck, but that was a pretty nice thing there, Owen.
Yeah, we had a good time. It was a good setup, right? So TV's outside so that the kids could wiffle ball, and they're not just stuck there and watching the whole time. Because I do think that would be a problem. If I told 11-year-olds to plant it on the couch in the middle of summer, do not move and watch this thing, I don't think we're getting the active participation that we did.
But it was easier to do it when we were little just because I think it was Chris Berman brought a lot of entertainment to it. I mean, you have to admit that no matter what you thought of the guy. Gary in Cleveland, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Ken. You know, and Anthony, hey, you know, baseball in a way is killing itself. When I was a kid, you know, the gates opened up an hour early. You were watching the Indians take batting practice. Now you go to the stadium, there's nothing going on. There's no batting. Maybe you get to see some fielding practice.
Are you serious, but Gary?
There is batting practice
an hour before. Gary, last year I went to about, 7 or 8 games, and I got to see batting practice each time.
I walked in the game on July 4th, an hour early, and there was nothing going on.
What day was there? July 4th was on a Friday.
Yeah. There was nothing going on. And then you can't get autographs either because they got the screens and
things. Gary, I'm sorry. Your connection is dying. Thank you very much for the call.
I don't want to say that Gary didn't see it, but I've been to 15 games this year. I've been to 100 in the last 3 years. I've seen plenty of batting practice before the game.
Like, we went to that ALCS game, and there was plenty
especially
of batting
on
practice
the weekends,
going on then.
The weekends, they'll open up an hour and a half or 2 hours before, and you really get to see it.
216-474-0092.